Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's Tuesday, December 23rd, and you're listening to the Geek News Central podcast, sponsored by GoDaddy.com. Geek News Central is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Hey, everyone, I got a great show lined up for you, and more importantly, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to everyone out there. And yes, I got a great show for you, so strap in. Here it comes.
This is the Geek News Central Podcast, part of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. So grab a cup of coffee, take a seat, and crank up that volume. Because you're listening to Todd on the Geek News Central Podcast.
Aloha and welcome to the Geek News Central Podcast, coming to you as live as it can be from the beautiful state of Hawaii, from the Geek News Central studio overlooking Greater Oahu. Hey everyone, welcome to the show, and of course, I want to welcome all of the new listeners to the podcast. You are tuned into the Geek News Central Podcast, which can be found at geeknewscentral.com. My name is Todd Cochran, and we got a great show lined up for you tonight, but take care of a few things first. Hey, I want to welcome all of the Ohana, all of the longtime listeners to the show. Hey, thanks for being part of the family, and of course, thank you for staying subscribed. And hey, wow, here we are on the backside of the 24-hour podcast, and guess what? I am fighting off some sort of infection, and who will, you know, it, just at the time when I can relax, something is brewing in the air, and it started with my lovely wife and daughter. They were like coughing and hacking around here yesterday. I was like, oh no, stay away from me. Too late. So I'm loaded up as much as I can on preventative medicines, and we will see what happens. But I'm all primed and ready for the show. Got lots of stuff to talk about, lots of announcements, a lot of things to catch up on, because it has been an absolutely busy last 2 or 3 days since we had the last show. But more importantly, hey, if you haven't signed up for the newsletter, and I know a huge number of you went in and signed up for it, nothing in comparison to our old newsletter yet, make sure that you get over to the website at geeknewscentral.com, click on the newsletter link, and then make sure you subscribe to the newsletter, okay? And make sure you validate your account as well so that you have been verified at Google so that you can get the show notes delivered directly to your inbox immediately following the show. Well, I tell you, this is you know, here we are. We're just Christmas is upon us, and everyone should be in the Christmas spirit right now. Probably many of you are going to be traveling, probably be listening to this show on the road, going to family and friends' houses. And I hope that everyone has a safe Christmas. I know that there are many of you that are dealing with a storm right now and very cold weather. Definitely feeling for you. So let's hope it warms up just a little bit before Christmas so that you have a nice white Christmas, but yet at the same time, not be so cold. Of course, those of you in the warmer latitudes like I am, let's hope it's a bright, sunny day on your Christmas day. Okay, well, I know that you guys are all really ripping and raring to find out kind of what happened during the 24-hour podcast, but I'm going to get to that in a few minutes. But I want to tell you, we're going to have something special for you at the end of today's podcast. Okay, so I'm going to be blasting through the content. And but we'll have something special for you at the very end. But I do want to say congrats to Matt Stanley. He was the winner of our HP Magic giveaway, and Matt was one. His entry was one of 161,000 and change entries that were submitted for the contest. I was flabbergasted, to be quite honest with you. I didn't think there would be that many, but you all just turned out in mass. There was some people I could see that used multiple email accounts. There was a lot of that going on. You could tell it was real easy to see those that were trying to game the system. But I think Matt is a longtime listener of the show, and I was trying to look through archives to see if I had actually found something on him before. And so it worked out in the end that Matt ended up being our winner. And I've posted what he wrote on the website in regards to the items that he's going to receive. And you know what? He's going to give most of it away, folks. And I want you to listen to what Matt had to say. I called his voicemail, left him a message, and he wasn't there. And then he called me back, and I asked his permission to put him online, and he said yes. So I want you guys to check this out real quick, and then we'll go ahead and move forward.
Hi, you've reached Matt Stanley. I'm not here right now, but if you leave a message, I will get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
At the tone, please record your voice message.
Hey, Matt, this is Todd Cochran from Geek News Central. I just wanted to call your voicemail and congratulate you on winning the HP Magic giveaway. And you did it, buddy. You're the winner. And I'll have a posting up on the website soon. And, you know, I'll have your have you send me my your mailing address and everything, and we'll get that all hooked up for you. And so we can get this stuff shipped out to you. Congratulations. Was hoping to talk to you in person, but I know it's late there where you're at on the East Coast. So, again, congratulations, and I look forward to getting the stuff out to you. A great entry as well. Just seemed to be perfect. It fit perfect. And you were one of, I guess, how many do we have? We had 161,904 entries, and you were the number that random.org picked up and went down the list and went to your name, which was in the stack, the number that it told me to go to, and it cross-references me back to your email address and or your email that you had sent on basically sharing the wealth there, you know, sharing stuff out to HP Magic. So congratulations. And look forward to getting this stuff out to you. Take care. And thanks for being a listener here at Geek News Central and being part of the Ohana. Aloha. Hey, everybody. I had recorded my, of course, the voicemail to Matt. And then Matt has just rang me back. Matt, congratulations.
Thank you so much. This is crazy.
You know, when I went down, basically, you know, I had a heck of a time because there were so many entries. I had to, you know, first of all, I had to go through and get all the listings, and then I had to get all of the, you know, they had stuff at two different locations. I had stuff over at, on the newsletter. I had people that entered in the sending emails. There was like 160,000 emails that were in the system, and then there was 1,000 or so that were in the So I did all this work to pull all this data out and did a shuffle. First of all, I shuffled all the data initially and then did random.org and went down through the spreadsheet and I found your email. Then I had to – or found your entry. Then I had to search in in the application to actually find the actual email that you sent in. So, so congrats.
Thank you so much. This is – I just don't know what to say because I got your voicemail and then I called my stepfather and he didn't believe me because that was the one who their computer died and he recently lost his job and I called him and he just wouldn't believe it and he couldn't check it on the computer tonight, so hopefully he'll be able to check out the website soon.
Yeah, it's up on the front page, so you're good.
Man, thank you so much.
Hey, so much. Thank you so much for participating, and you know, it's cool. It's cool to be able to give this stuff away, and big thanks.
And it's great because I don't really need any of it, so it's just nice to be able to give it away and not think twice, you know?
Right. It is nice. And it's nice, and I saw that, and because, you know, I didn't have time to read through all the thousands of, you know, I'm going to have to go back and read all these things, but it was just, you know, and I saw that, oh, you're going to give this and give there. And I was like, oh man, perfect. So it worked out just, you know, things just work out that way, you know? So,
I know.
But,
all I can say is thank you so much. this is so crazy.
Well, you're going to have a pile of stuff coming from, HP. It'll probably go out of here. I don't know when I can get FedEx in here. Probably it might be Friday before we get FedEx in here. But be prepared for Are you normally, well, we can talk about that later. I can call you back and we can get the details on your, all the shipping stuff. So we also got some forms to send you as well so that you don't have to pay the taxes on all these winnings. The folks, you're actually going to get your taxes paid on these too. So, hey, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
All right. And keep listening to the show.
Definitely, definitely.
All right. Take care and aloha.
Aloha.
All right. Again, congrats to Matt. And, man, what? I'm glad that stuff's out of my garage. So we'll probably get it out of here on UPS on Friday. If UPS is work, I mean, FedEx on Friday, if they're working the day after Christmas. So I don't think I can get it out of here and to him before Christmas. I just don't think it'll work. But because everything's 2 or 3 days from Hawaii, and especially the way they've asked me to ship that stuff. But let's go and talk a little bit, just a real quick here, because we're going to run real long in just general commentary today. The 24-hour podcast, wow, what an endeavor. And, you know, after I got done, I'm like, are you really sure, Todd, that you want to do that again? And I think next year, if I do it again, which I want to do it again, definitely I am going to need some co-host for the full 24 hours. I just, there's no way in this world that I possibly can do that all by myself again. Had a lot of people in the Ustream chat, or Ustream, watching Ustream, plenty of people in chat, but not a lot of people wanted to call into the dial-in line. So that was a bit of a challenge at times. And I want to thank Carrie Holtzman over at ComputerAmerica.com. He really saved my bacon from about 9 p.m. to midnight here in Honolulu. I had really kind of hit the wall, first wall, and it was kind of a lull when we didn't have too many guests on. And then I was able, excuse me, to carry it through to the end of the show when we picked up at about noon, but I mean midnight. But lots of great guests. We had Ra Savage on here. She's the gal that rode across the Atlantic and has rode across the Pacific, and just an amazing discussion with her. I just can't go through all the great topics and discussions, and even during the slow times, the discussions were good. So I'll be starting to get that content up. It'll go up little by little. I just don't have time to get it all up at once because there's so much of it. There was 300 gigs of video that was recorded. Each 1 hour segment raw wave files were like 256 megs. So I got to go through and get it all processed, and then I'll start putting shows up, and I'll be talking to you about it. You're going to have to subscribe to the RSS feed over at 24hrpodcast.com. It's not going to come down the Geek News Central link, okay? We raised about $1,500 for disabled American veterans. I did not total it today, but I'm just looking at what was in my PayPal account and what's in there now, and it looks like it's around $1,500. I need to go add it up. Congratulations to Ron Calverly. He was the winner of the $50 in cash that I gave away for him guessing correctly that the item that I was going to reveal when we started the 24-hour podcast was an open 24-hour neon sign. Yes, that's what it was. I had an open 24-hour neon sign. It was really cool. So the open 24-hour neon sign has been retired until next year. We had five people that hung for the full 24 hours. They're going to be getting gift boxes. We're going to get those packaged up and sent out. We already have their mailing addresses, so we'll get those out to them. We did a tech podcast roundtable during the event, we had a little challenges with that, but I'll be getting that video up. See, there's a lot of content I have to scrape through and get online, but lots of good stuff there. And you'll definitely want to be enough consumption during the holidays when people aren't creating so much media. You guys will be able to sample a little bit of it, little by little. So lots of stuff happened. And the folks over at Ustream reported that 15,840 people viewed the stream during the 24-hour period. That means people would come in, look at it, leave. But we never dropped below maybe 100. Some people said it was about 120 continuously all the way through. The peak of it, I don't even know what the peak was, near 300, I think. But, you know, the last year's content is where the value is, because the downloads that occurred last year was about 500,000 downloads on all the segments, you know, grand total. So we'll be putting those up main thing is we raised that money for disabled American veterans. We missed our goal of $3,000, but if you still want to give, you feel free to give. We're still going to take some donations for a couple of days, but I got to get that out here before the end of the year to not have a tax repercussion. So that all will be. I'll be processing that out to DAV here in the next couple of days. So other than that, lots of stuff going on. Just, it was really a great event. It really was. And it's just a lot of fun. It was. It was a lot of fun, a lot of work. And I'm still recovering. Probably it's adding to my reason I'm probably not feeling so well today. But as always, if you have comments on today's show, geeknews@gmail.com, geeknews@gmail.com. Voicemail hotline is 619-342-7365, 619-342-7365. Make sure you stay to the end. Got some special for you at the very end. So I got to get moving because you have to leave enough room for that at the end of the show. So you guys, I think it'll be worth waiting. Okay. Almost forgot here to take care of a little business, though. Hey. It's almost time for Christmas. Get a domain name. Get a virtual dedicated server. Get a dedicated account. Get a shared hosting account. Go to GoDaddy.com. They have what you need. Okay, that shared hosting account, set it up in somebody's name and hand it over to them on Christmas Day. That's the perfect gift. Give them a one-year shared hosting account. Get them up and blogging. Get them an account to do great creativity for the new year. And when you get to the checkout counter, use the promo code TODD. That'll save them 10%. Geek5 will save them 15% on orders $20 or more. Or Todd20 will save them 20% on one-year shared hosting account. So thanks for GoDaddy for being a continued sponsor here. Now, of course, I said we did the roundtable on Saturday during the 24-hour podcast. And really, it was amazing because we transitioned from this live streaming event to this online meeting space, and it was just transparent. It was like it happened. I put it up, and everyone joined. It was cool. And, you know, with GoToMeeting, you and your attendees can join a meeting within seconds. Without technical headaches, you can deliver instant sales, demonstrations, customer training sessions right from your own computer. Share presentations or programs with anyone, anywhere, and avoid the high cost of travel. You and your attendees can also use GoToMeeting's integrated voice IP conferencing system to make sure everyone in your meeting is on the same page. GoToMeeting is so easy to use that you'll have your first meeting running in seconds. Try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited online meetings. Just visit GoToMeeting.com/techpodcast. That's GoToMeeting.com/techpodcast. GoToMeeting, online meetings made easy. See the link on the website at GeekNewsCentral.com. All right, I'm going to blast through this stuff tonight, okay? And I know many of you are going to be on the way to Granny's house or wherever you may be going. But did you know that Chrysler run a full-page ad in the New York Times, in the Wall Street Journal, thanking the American public for investing in Chrysler. They give them these billions of dollars, and then they spent $100,000 on a full-page ad, thanking us for wasting our money. What nerve. What nerve. I just can't believe it. I can't. They're on the ropes and they run a $100,000 Wall Street Journal full page ad thanking us. Does that just infuriate you? It does me. And I don't know what to think. I really don't. Okay, Los Angeles Times is reporting VHS era is winding down. The last company that did any type of VHS distribution have shipped their last truckload of VHS tapes. Anything left in the warehouse they're going to be giving away. And so the last big supplier of tapes is dumping the format. So whatever VHS tapes are left in stores are probably going to go for like 99 cents for 20. Can you even find VHS tapes in stores anymore? Now I think it's like at Walmart they have like discount barrels of just CDs. I don't think I've seen a VHS and tape in a store in years. So you know, maybe we already knew this. All right, the folks over at GE, they unveiled the first world's first OLED Christmas tree. I hope I didn't share this with you before, but found it up in the link. Pretty cool little device what they've done. Don't know how much that costs in these tough economic times, but it's kind of cool. Over on CNN.com in their technology section, they've got a space spotlight where they are showcasing some of the favorite new space-related photos. And some of these are, wow, some of these are amazing. I haven't seen some of these before. So I'll have this link up to CNN. You can check that out. Hey, over on Time.com in the health and science section, there's a new firm that is working with the Department of Energy, and they are mapping 25 cities in the United States house by house to map out which homes have the best solar potential. Now, I got to thinking about this, and why would the Department of Energy sponsor this? Do they know something that we don't? Do they know that, you know, if they're going to pay a firm to do this mapping to see which homes have the most bang for the buck for solar, you know, basically solar positioning, it's pretty interesting, isn't it? They've already mapped San Francisco, so those people that live in the, you know, in the Bay Area will be able to see if their home is a good candidate for photovoltaic cells. And nice to see if the DOE would come out with some sort of program and, you know, start putting solar on homes. Heck, I'd sign up long as, you know, maybe it'd be some cost share thing. Hey, NASA is looking for their ducks. The U.S. Space Agency would like its rubber ducks back, please. You guys heard about this experiment they did in where they dumped like 100 orange rubber ducks into a drainage hole in Greenland's ice in September to see how melt water would find its way to the base of the ice sheet? This is crazy. Did they really think these things were going to come out? They said it was hoped that the ducks would flow along the subglacial channels and eventually pop out into sea. Yeah, ever try to find a person on the ocean, let alone a rubber duck? So if you are on a cruise up by Greenland and you've seen an orange rubber duck in the water, tell the captain. Like he's going to stop and get it. Hey, if you are having marital problems, which I hope you're not, Market Watch is finding out that couples are finding out that it's costing a lot more, actually, they're saving money by staying together with the economy the way it is. So this is an interesting outturn in because of the way the economy is. They go into what the reasoning is and the tax advantages and all this stuff. So maybe it's just people are just getting along better. You know, they're buckling down in tight times. I don't know. Hey, if any of you have kids in schools in Maryland, you may want to talk to them, especially if they're driving age. Maryland students are using fake license plates to send speed camera tickets to their enemies. They're basically driving through speed zones where they have, you know, these speed cameras set up, and they're using laser printers to print out a fake license plate. And what this is resulting in is people that weren't driving a vehicle to get a ticket. But, you know, those speed cameras usually take the person's picture as well. If I was one of those people that got a ticket, I think I would demand proof that that was me, and especially that license plate registered in my car. Someone's going to get, you know, it's a small world, folks. Someone's going to get caught for doing this, and it's going to be, they're going to end up having much more trouble on their hands. If you're a Pigeon user, and I'll have to admit, I'm 100% Pigeon on my computers now. And what Pigeon is basically a client that allows you to have all your IM accounts connected to it. But Pigeon 2.5.3 has finally been released, and it was released on the 21st. So if you're a Pigeon user, make sure you get that out. Over at feedmytorrents.com, I don't know how long this site's going to last, but if you hunt for specific TV feeds or TV shows, they've got a list here of RSS feeds that have links to all of the major nighttime television shows that people are linking to. So you have this feed, it's filtered, so all you really get is, by subscribing to it, it'll automatically pull down the episode when they basically queue it up in the torrent system. So you can check that out. You basically have the ability here not have to hunt for the shows on torrent sites. Google this year, instead of handing out Christmas bonuses, they have handed out Android phones to Google employees. So instead of getting around $1,000 in a performance bonus, they're getting an Android instead. So interesting move on Google's point to give away hardware instead of cash. I think people would rather have cash. Now, in a Believe It or Not article, blood from a mosquito has trapped a car thief. Apparently in Finland, they made an arrest of a car theft based on a DNA sample taken from blood found inside a mosquito. Now, can you believe that these guys would actually find a dead mosquito in the car? That just, you know, stolen car, okay, you dust it for prints and then, you know, you give it back to the owner. But instead, he He got bit by a mosquito. He swatted it, and then they got the blood off it and have arrested him. He claims he was just a passenger. He got picked up by somebody, but he was an AKA known criminal. Hey, the folks, okay, yeah, believe it or not, it's true, though. All right, over on Engadget, Lenovo's ThinkPad W700DS. Oh, my goodness. Have you ever wished for more screen on your laptop? Well, Lenovo's almost too good to be true W700DS was demonstrated, and you can see it on video, where they pull the screen out from behind the other screen, and you have like a half of a secondary screen on your laptop. Oh, wow. That would make me really think about buying one of those. You know, as much as I travel, getting a little more extra screen, pretty cool. All right, Virgin Galactic's White Knight 2 has successfully completed its brief maiden flight. They flew for about an hour over their Mojave headquarters in California. Now, this flight was supposed to take base in September, but they've had a very successful flight. And there's a video that's up, of course, as well on YouTube, but I'll have the link up to the actual article. There's also an iPhone 3G unlock that's been demoed on video. So this is pretty huge here. I don't know why you would want a 3G phone on T-Mobile. T-Mobile's network can't handle the speed of the current phone, let alone a 3G phone. So we'll see what happens with these unlocks. And if you're looking to upgrade and, you know, you're on a T-Mobile, you may want to think about it. All right, there's a report out that nanoparticulates may make your teeth too slick for bacteria. And this is a kind of coincidence because I went to the dentist this afternoon, got my teeth cleaned, and they're using a polishing technique that's been previously employed in the semiconductor industry, where he's discovered that it's possible for make a tooth too slick to have bacteria on it. And this is for real. Basically, the tooth becomes so smooth that bacteria can't even stay on it. So maybe, fellas, the days of bad breath are behind us. I'm sure that this will come to market about the time I don't have any teeth, so it probably won't matter. Over on Boston.com, round trip for Endeavor. There's some great pictures by them. They're at the big pictures. This is just an amazing set of pictures that they were given access to. And basically shows you the full process that the shuttle goes through to be revamped, launched, and then piggyback to KFC. So I'll have this link up, of course, in the show notes. There will also be emailed in the newsletter that's going to come out. So make sure that you're subscribed to the newsletter. Hey, I normally don't respond to stuff Paul Colligan has to say on his blog, but he says that podcast networks, the ones that only really matter are those that come from Rev3. He says, when Rev3 launches a new studio, I will take a look because it comes from Rev3. I know it will be quality, and I know it will have the potential to be viable in the marketplace. When Blueberry, Mevio, TPN, Podango, Libsyn all launch a new show, that which gets me to consume will be the topic of players involved, not the network source. And we don't create media, Paul. We only represent media, current media. Why are you so down on podcasters now? You don't have any problem pitching people with premium cast and selling them that service, but yet you're going to say the only viable content comes from Rev3? Who's paying you to say that? I don't get it. I really don't. So apparently he got some feedback on that. I didn't see his original article. I read it tonight, but it's odd. Really, really odd. In addition, he says, the desire some, but not all networks allow content distribution options. The name of tracking proves that rules aren't entirely written yet. No one locks content distribution options for measurement. Our podcasters can run multiple stat systems. They don't have to be tied just to us. But we're paying podcasters, Paul, a lot of them. A lot of them. A lot more than what's Rev3 doing for the average podcaster? I ask you that. Nothing. They're doing nothing for the average podcaster. What is Podtrac doing? What is Libsa doing? What are we doing? We're helping average podcasters. And actually, some of the top podcasters, if you haven't noticed, they don't get it. Okay, Scoble has an article up on the new Window Live Writer, and I've played with this before. And if you have a blog, and I've used BlogJet for a long time, but Windows Live Writer is pretty cool. And I'm going to have to try out the new update. He's got a pretty good write-up about it on his website. So if you're a Windows Live Writer user, you may want to check that out. The folks at Firefox have said if you're a Firefox 2 user, you will get no more security updates. So the support on Firefox 2 is kaput. No more Firefox 2 updates. So please update to Firefox 3, okay? So if you have Firefox 2.0.0.20, that is the correct version that you're on for that. No more security updates from there. How many of you use CheckFree.com? Well, I don't think I've ever used them, but CheckFree.com hijack that happened earlier in the month may have affected 160,000 users. It says it's hijacking of its website that drove people to a Ukrainian website. Those people that were using Internet Explorer may have exposed to what's called the Gozi Trojan, which is among the most sophisticated password stealing programs in use today. So I guess the folks at CheckFree have emailed over 5 million of its users saying that during the 9-hour period that they were hijacked, that their machines may have been exposed to this Trojan and you maybe even got your password stolen when you tried to go over and log onto their site. Apple is now banning books. Yep, that's right. If you are trying to get your book on the Apple App Store for the iPhone and your book has any type of romantic or adult type of language, yes, a book that has that type of material, they are scanning the books and rejecting them from listing. So I thought that was kind of interesting. So now they're banning books. That makes you wonder, doesn't it? Okay, Australian net filter testing set will include peer-to-peer. You know, those of you down in Aussie land, what is the deal with this guy? What is this deal? What is the deal with the Honorable Stephen Conroy or Stephen Conroy? Excuse me. They don't even know how this filtering system is going to work. This hour, we're just going to kind of figure it out as we go. If I was an ISP, I'd run. I just don't get what they're doing down there. And they're saying it's the country's plan to install mandatory content filters at the ISP level. And of course, there's some public backlash on this. So they've set up a couple of facts explaining the program. Oh, can't believe it. Filtering. Censorship, folks. Censorship. Space news, for those of you that are interested in this. Carbonates have been found on Mars. Scientists announced this week that they've detected carbonate material on Mars, a finding that provide new insights into the early water history of Mars. So there's a paper that was published on Friday in the Journal of Science, and this is, I guess, pretty big news here. And they found in limited areas using the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter and what else? The other spacecraft that was up there. The imaging spectrum – oh, excuse me. It was the Compact Reconnaissance Imaging Spectrometer instrument on NASA's Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter that was one that found it. All right. How many of you have to buy domains – every time a new one is a TLD is introduced, you know, like .com, .tv, .edu. When there's new ones out, are you responsible at your company for buying the domains up in those new TLDs? I guess you'd call them GTLDs. That's what they're called. Well, ICANN has decided that they're going to open up between 200 to 800 GTLDs for a sale at $185,000 per domain and $60,000 per year. How are we going to, first of all, forget it. I'm not registering any more derivatives. 200 to 800? I can't keep track of the 30 or 40 that's already out there, let alone 800. And the U.S. government, of course, has stepped up and said, hey, what are you guys doing? You're a nonprofit organization. You guys, are you trying to go for profit or something here? Okay, very soon. Transition time is upon us, okay? The digital TV that cable TV has overlooked is probably what you're looking at right now, your computer. If you are on a antenna and you don't have a converter box, are you guys going to, you know, buy maybe one of these $40 digital analog converters? Or are you going to, you know, use your TV and get digital TV through your computer? You know, if you got a big flat screen, you know, if it has a VGA input, maybe that's the way to go. So there's some speculation that there's going to be like a million new subscribers to cable services because of this move. But I don't know. I don't know what we'll see here. Would you rather watch TV on your iMac, or are you going to just go ahead and buy the box? Any of you in that situation right now? Well, the day has arrived, which I don't think I would have ever seen it coming. I don't think I've seen this day coming, but the RIAA has said, yes, something has frozen over, that they are going to stop directly suing students and moms and adults and anyone else that's using a peer-to-peer application to download a media file that's copyrighted. But instead, they want the internet service providers to do their dirty work. They're going to send ISPs an email saying, your IP was involved in downloading this. We are asking you to cease and desist. 1, 2, 3, 4 warning letters. I don't know exactly how that's going to go. Maybe on the fifth time they'll actually sue them. I don't know if that's the plan. I would assume so. So they're going to try to scare them that way. But one internet communication company, Bayou Internet and Communications, have said, hey, I don't care. You're going to send me those notices? Then you're going to make me do all that work. Then let's get a contract and you pay me to send that up. I don't work for free, basically the owner said. Very interesting email chain. I've got a number of these articles I'll put up in the show notes tonight. But the email chain is the most interesting one. He's basically said, hey, let's sign a contract and so that I can you're going to pay me to deliver these notices to my users. I'm not doing this for free. So I hope the ISPs tell the RIAA that they're not interested in playing. And if they are, maybe they need to make them pay. All right, pressure is on, and we actually talked about this during the 24-hour podcast. Pressure is on for Microsoft to deliver Windows 7 in 2009, and I think that's a fair statement. I think that they're going to have to really buckle down and make sure 2009 is ready, and they get it out sometime in 2009, hopefully mid-2009, because Vista just hasn't had the impact that they thought it would. I'm happy with Vista. It works great, but a lot of pressure on Microsoft right now. As I'm recording this, U.S. Russian space station crew begins a spacewalk. American and Russian crewmen flew from the International Space Station on a six-hour spacewalk aimed at tracking down problems with a Russian module. And they're also out there to do a number of experiments, do some repairs, put some stuff out, take some stuff in. So we'll wish them luck on that. So if you have a Roku, the words have been put out that they're going to stream HD movies from Netflix on standard broadband. So if you all you got to do is get the upgrade. That is forthcoming here. So I think we've talked about that before, but that was put up on Information Week today. TechDirt's reporting that the RIAA's new policy isn't about deterrence, about sidestepping due process. They think that they just basically want to use internet service providers to do their dirty work versus them doing it themselves, which it looks to me like to be the truth. Over on Wired, Jupiter's moon plays peekaboo with Hubble. That's a pretty cool picture. I looked at it and I'm like, wow. I wish it would have shot it about 15 seconds later, but it's gorgeous. It reveals important information about Jupiter's atmosphere, all kinds of different stuff they found out about this. But it tells you how big Jupiter is as compared to its moon. Yes, we are, believe it or not, we're at the last article. You can tell I'm not feeling well. And going to knock through this real quick. And the last email is, the last article talks about how one ISP deals with copyright enforcement. So this is kind of more of that RIAA stuff. So have this up in the show notes. Tonight I am going to not read email. I feel the temperature rising on my core body temperature. And I think it's a good time to punch out while the getting's good and get you guys a show up on the street. Have everyone have a Merry Christmas. But before you go, here's a little music from the Cochran household to you. First up, Ray Cochran.
Kalikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright. The sun will shine by day and all the stars at night. Melikaliki maka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas to you. Melikaliki maka is the thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright. The sun will shine by day in all the stars at night. Melikaliki maka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas.
Dun, dun, dun. And next up is Anna. Okay, folks, just a quick, short, little entertainment from you from the Cochran household. Ray is... he's been playing ukulele now for a few years, and of course Anna is new to the violin, so she worked pretty hard to try to get that song down completely, but she came in with a shorter rendition for us. I think you all will understand a little nervousness in the office and trying to play, but a little music, a little Christmas music from us to you, and everyone, please, you know, have a wonderful Christmas, and we'll see you back here. Probably we'll do a show. Maybe the day after Christmas. I don't know. It all depends on my mood and kind of what the content is out there. But irregardless, we'll be back with you full steam in the coming weeks. We got a lot of exciting stuff happening with the Consumer Electronics Show just around the corner. And really, it's going to be a great new year. And we all have to think positive that this economy is going to turn around. And I know many of you are facing challenges. And just think about each other this Christmas holiday and take care of one another. And until next time, feel free to drop me a line, geeknews@gmail.com, or the voicemail hotline at 619-342-7365. Until next time, aloha.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.